hockey. Let's do that hockey.
Welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside my partner in crime, Anthony the Backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
Doing fantastic. It's a Friday evening. Been a long week of work, ready to talk some hockey. We're getting so close.
So close. Training camp has just started.
I got a buddy who's going up to Nashville this weekend to watch some preseason hockey.
Oh, shit, dude.
I'm going to get him to send us some videos, hopefully, to post on the Instagrams, the interwebs.
That's awesome, dude.
And everyone watching on YouTube, welcome in.
Welcome in. Welcome in for the first. This is our first full-length show on YouTube.
Teased it last week.
We had the tester last week. We got some good feedback for it.
The fans liked it.
Yep. And now, I mean, we're here. We're now on YouTube at the Power Play Podcast. And you can check us out everywhere now. We're literally pretty much everywhere on the podcasting world, YouTube, all podcasting platforms. But most importantly is, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media at the Power Play Podcast. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can check us out. Anthony's doing a great job running those. He's absolutely killing it. I mean, it's great. And honestly, most importantly, I need to say this before we get into the show here. We want all of our listeners to let us know what you think of the show. Leave us a review. Let us know the feedback that we see on iTunes. We actually noticed this. We're waiting for those reviews. We want to see them. Yeah. We want to see the comments. We want to see some interaction. We have a big fan base. We just need some interaction here, bud. It's all we need.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get some participation here. You ready to get this show rolling here, bud?
Get it going.
We've got a great show ahead of us. Our main event, we're covering the Atlantic Division. That's your Tampa Bay Lightnings, your Toronto Maple Leafs. It's a deep division. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the main event. But first, Anthony.
What teams are in the Atlantic?
Oh, you're the worst. You're the worst. But first off, we are going to be doing a quick draft of the night. We are drafting in honor of the NHL 20 franchise, the game being released today. We are going to be drafting the all-time great NHL video games.
Yep.
And I am on the clock first because I won the last draft that we did. I won the under 25 draft. I'm just letting you know that. I won it.
Well, did you vote for yourself a bunch of times?
I didn't. You did, though. You voted for yourself
twice. I voted for myself twice.
He voted for himself twice on two different Instagrams. Yeah. He voted for himself.
I have a Twitter account for my fantasy football team.
It's unbelievable that you just...
I created it so I can compartmentalize all my fantasy football news. So that's when I'm looking... Like on Sunday mornings when I wake up for fantasy... I just go to my Twitter feed, and I don't have to worry about anything because everything that comes down is just fantasy football.
That's fair.
News and goodness.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. But you know what you get for that one, buddy? That actually wasn't the right fail drop.
There it is.
There it is. that's what you get for losing that draft, even though you voted for yourself twice. I won that draft, so I am going to kick the NHL franchise draft off first, and I am starting off by selecting my all-time favorite Chell game. We're jumping back all the way to 2010, the NHL. 2010 is my first selection here. I don't know if you had that on your notes. I don't know what you're looking at here. NHL 10 is the first one I'm selecting because it was the first time we had a very immersive be a pro mode. Did I say that right? Immersive? It's very like an active.
I think so.
It was a very put together be a pro mode. You got to see your dude walking out of the locker room. You got feedback and all the good stuff for it. It was really realistic. You got to play a prospects game to see where you're going to get drafted to. That was the first time they did that. So NHL 10, first off the board. You're up here, buddy. You got two picks back to back.
I'm gonna I forgot about the turn. That's
We don't have to do snake.
No. I love the turn. Okay, I love the turn. Good, I'm very happy about the turn because I was worried about. Not picking a game because I was worried it wasn't going to come back.
I'm
going for the year after NHL 12 because of the Winter Classic that was in the game.
Playing
the Winter Classic in 12. I don't know
Did
why
you
look
they at
my took
notes?
It out. No.
Okay. Good.
I don't know why they took it out in 13, but I loved playing the Winter Classic. Was so fun. I love playing that. I wish it was a playable mode if you played in like a season with like it was like the Penguins and the Caps that year.
Yeah.
I wish it was like a playable mode with those teams. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
At the turn, 2-0-1 here.
Yep. There's one game.
I don't think it's the game that you're going to pick because this is from more my childhood.
That's the thing. I picked my number one NHL 10 based off of completely my childhood.
This is more my childhood, and it's NHL 2000.
Oh.
I played this game. Chris Pronger was on the cover. Yeah. I played this game on the computer. Like it wasn't even on a game system. I played this game on the computer every day I'd get home from school.
Yeah.
I had loaded the disc. It was 2002.
I remember playing. Wait, so you're drafting 2002.
2002, yes. Chris Pronger. I think it's 02.
Oh, boy.
I think it's 02. Chris Pronger's on the cover, and I come home and play it every day.
I remember having that game.
I had the disc.
It was 02. I always played as the Buffalo Sabres, and Miroslav Shatan was my favorite player to play with.
Yeah,
and it was a very fun game.
And in that game, they had the black and red sweaters,
and it was so sick.
Very cool jerseys. So, 202, go ahead.
So you have selected NHL 12. You should be writing all this down.
I got it all set up here.
Anthony, so for those listening and watching and everything, Anthony set up on his computer a nice little draft list, color coordinated, nice fonts and everything. It's very professional.
It looks good.
For the Chell draft.
It looks good.
So I am on the turn here. I have NHL 10, my own personal favorite selected. And I'm going next up with the...
I thought you said 11.
This is another personal pick. No, I said 10.
Okay, well then 2 years after for 12 then.
Yeah. I wasn't going to correct you there. So I am going with another personal pick, and then I'm going to go with a popular pick here. I'm going with NHL 99. And this game was a game that... We would go to these roller hockey tournaments, and there was an arcade game there of NHL 99 with the gray one on it.
No, there wasn't.
What? Yes, there was. What are you talking about?
This is Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey you're talking about. It's not...
What I'm selecting then.
It's not the Chell franchise.
Are we just selecting Chell franchise games?
I don't know. I thought that's what the rules were.
I thought we just select any hockey games.
Go for it.
Does that change what your thing is?
A little bit. I feel like Gretzky's hockey would have been up there if I knew where.
Okay, would you have? Okay, this is how we're going to decide this. Would you have taken Wayne Gretzky's hockey with the 101 or the 102, or with the 102 or the 103, or 201 at that point?
You know what? I'm going to give it to you because now I changed my last pick in the draft. Now I'll give that to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good.
I'll give it to you.
So I'm going with Wayne Gretzky's hockey, the arcade game. I would play it all the time at our
Wayne
hockey
Wayne Gretzky's
games.
3D hockey.
Wayne Gretzky's 3D. Oh man, the announcer. Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey.
I had that on N64.
It was so sick. The game was so sick. And then for my final pick, this is a homer. This is where my pander pick comes in. I had the first one and my first two as personal favorites.
Buddy, you just went back to back. 99. I'm up.
I didn't pick 99. 99 was meant to be Wayne Gretzky's
hockey.
Oh,
okay, okay. Yeah. All right.
I forgot,
you thought that was part of the Chell franchise.
And I'm going with the classic NHL 94 is my final pick in the draft. That's my Panda Bear pick. NHL 94 was a classic pick. I mean, NHL 94 really initiated and really started the wave of Chell franchise games. It put it on the map. You're seeing now in the NHL franchises, they're actually having an NHL 94 arcade mode in the games featured because NHL 94 was such a classic game. Anthony, you're not beating me here. So what do you got next?
Well, since we're going away from the Chell franchise, I'm going, since you picked that, I'm going NHL Hits.
Oh, that was on my list.
NHL Hits is
that
a
was
great,
on my list.
Well, you weren't going to draft it then.
No, you're good. That's perfectly fine.
No, but NHL Hits was another really fun game where you could, there was no rules. You could play in like these crazy arenas. You could play as Sharks. You can get that the goal. You could skate the goal alley up and score a goal.
Yeah.
Awesome game. Super classic. I remember going to hockey tournaments with my buddy who they had the little TV set up in the car.
Yeah,
and he had his first Xbox, and we'd play NHL Hits.
The Halls?
No, it was RP Paternoster.
Oh, okay,
Ryan
Paternoster. Yeah, yeah.
We played all the way up there. NHL Hits, won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
scoring with
That's
goalies,
awesome,
going ham.
That's
it was awesome.
Awesome.
So
a little recap. Recap the fans.
Endless good times. So
recap fans. What your team is?
So I have it, and that's the original Hits, by the way, not Hits 2000.
Yeah,
the original NHL Hits. With I believe Scotty Stevens on the cover.
Nice. Oh, good thing Scott Stevens was on the cover for NHL Hits.
Dude, he was the man. I mean, he almost killed Paul.
All right, so what's your team here?
We got Vinny at the one. Vinny.
No. Your team.
My team is NHL 12, NHL 2002, NHL Hits.
That's a solid.
I also have the right to change that to NHL 2000 if I find out that's not the one with Chris Pronger on
that's
it.
That's fair.
I'm pretty sure it was
fair.
So too.
That's fair.
I did no research for this. And then your team is NHL 10.
I didn't ask you what my team was. I was going to say it, buddy. It sounds so much better coming
out
of my voice.
No. I got it written down. NHL 10 for Vinny. Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey and NHL 94.
That is a fact. Yeah, those. I mean, that is.
Can we get Amish Mike's opinion on this here?
Amish Mike, where you at, buddy? Come here, buddy.
Come shirtless on the video. I have two questions.
Shirtless on the video. Let's go.
First of all, you look great.
Beautiful.
Oh, wait. Okay, so Mike, Okay, first of all, I'm going to ask you two questions. Okay. Who has the better team? And then I want your all-time favorite shell game.
Let's go with the first one. Let's go with the first. Let's go.
All-time favorite shell game.
All-time favorite shell game.
Wait, it doesn't have to be shell franchise. Any hockey game.
I've only played shell.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
In recent years, they've all been very similar.
Can
so
I
you
pause
have to
this?
Find.
You're very wrong. Chris Pronger was never on a cover for.
Oh, he, damn it.
O2 is Lemieux. I think you're thinking of the one with the Gin. Oh, no. I don't.
No, 04. I had 04 for PS2.
Was it Owen Nolan? This is terrible
can
audio
I see
here.
The, can I see the.
Yeah, it's these three.
It's just, I want to see this one and I'll know what it
so
was.
So, Amish, what was your favorite? While Anthony's trying to figure out what. He's trying to full tilt here. What do you think your favorite. What is your favorite shell franchise game of all time? All time. Put him on the spot.
Dude, I swear it was
nine or ten.
Because that's what really pushed me over the edge.
Was it the Be a Pro mode?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But it was just like playing hockey that really got me more into hockey.
Yeah.
And like it really helped develop my love.
So did you play the Be a Pro mode in it, or was Be a Pro mode in it at that time?
I think it was.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah,
so
my
first pick in the draft was NHL 10. Because the Be a Pro mode was so sick, you got to play the prospects game. It was just the prospects game at the time.
Yeah, you got to
see your guy come out of the locker room and stuff. It was so fantastic.
All right. I knew I wasn't crazy. There's an alternate cover for NHL 2000
here.
Oh, boy.
It's the PC cover.
It's the PC cover because I told you I play on the computer.
Yes.
It is Chris Pronger. It's NHL 2000 Chris Pronger.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, I knew I wasn't crazy.
Amish has already selected his favorite game as either 09 or 10, which I had. It's one of them. So my team is
Very similar games.
My team is NHL 10. It is NHL or Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey and NHL 94. Anthony has NHL 2000. Anthony has NHL 2000. Wait.
NHL 12, NHL 2000, which is before your time.
Yes.
And then NHL hits.
All right. What are you going with, buddy? What's the producer going with?
Who's got the better team?
Who's got the better team? 10, 3D hockey, and 94 versus 12, 2000, and hits.
It's a tough call because I think he's only played 10 and 12 out of that list.
So, okay, so which one did you like better, 10 or 12?
Remember, 12 had that Winter Classic.
But remember, 10 is, you literally just said it was either 09 or 2010 that was your favorite one.
So,
okay.
All right. So all fair. Right. Amish has gone with me.
All right.
I have Amish's vote. He doesn't have a Twitter, so I'm gonna vote myself, and it'll be Amish's vote.
Fair enough.
That'll be how it works. Boom.
Fair enough.
Done deal. So that was our draft for the top NHL games. We'll post it on our Twitter. That's at the Power Play Pod. Now we're gonna move on here. We've got a locked and loaded show, bud. It's loaded up with just with content.
Yeah, and
that
draft
content.
Was take like 2 seconds.
It was.
And it took 20 minutes.
It was. and so we're gonna move on though. We're gonna go into the starts, the sits, and the call ups here, buddy. I am going to I guess I'll let you do it. I will let you start off
you
the
to,
starts the
you
start
the wild card.
The wild card. I didn't get that drop yet. Damn
you
it.
Didn't get the wild card.
No,
drop
I didn't
yet.
Get
You've
the
had
wild
all week.
Card.
What have you been
drop.
Doing
I
all week?
I didn't get the wild card drop. I'm sorry. Oh man.
God. All right.
That one's on me.
It was on you.
That
you
one's
suck.
On me, buddy. I'm sorry.
You suck. So I'm gonna start with my start.
Okay.
I'm gonna real wild card it because now I'm just going in order.
Now you're just gonna go in order
because now that everything's unexpected.
Is it your
I'm gonna
order
do the unexpected and do it in order. So
because you still don't have the order right on our notes
and it will never be.
Okay, that's fair. So are you still gonna go start to call?
Can I do this?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Interrupt.
Go ahead.
Every time.
Go ahead.
CHL coach Don Jackson, and when I say CHL, I mean the Champions Hockey League, not the CHL, the Canadian Hockey League. This guy was just in a game a couple weekends ago. I saw a video. This guy is just telling the officials to go F themselves.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Repeatedly.
Oh, you tagged me in that.
He's like yelling at them. And then the ref was like over there calmly explaining. And he was like calmly listening. And then as soon as the ref was done, he's like, go yourself. And like, just like, and
that's
then,
fantastic.
And then the ref's like, all right, you're out of here. He bangs his clipboard on the bench, throws it on the ice.
He made it worth it.
It was a wonderful display of just passionate of passion.
The fire.
A wonderful display
fire.
Of passion by a coach. And it was just entertaining. So I'm starting it.
Yeah,
super
for sure.
So
for
I'm
sure.
starting it.
That's good.
I'm calling up the guy.
You
who,
still didn't go in order.
Yep. Didn't go in order. Wild card.
Wild
I tricked
card.
Everyone. I tricked everyone. Aha. So I'm calling up the guy who pulled over to get a picture with JB. Jordan Binnington, a.k.a. Jordan Winnington, in traffic. He pulls over, sees Binnington, gets a picture with him,
who?
Gets back in his car. Jordan Winnington,
yeah, bingo.
Gets back in his car. That guy is awesome for recognizing him, awesome for having the guts to get out in the middle of traffic. It was like an on-ramp on the highway. So good for that guy.
That's fantastic.
So let's make it quick here, get to my sit. I'm sitting the new Flames Heritage jerseys.
Yeah.
I've been seeing them all over Twitter with people going nuts over them. And they're not ugly jerseys, but they're it's the same C Flame jersey they have.
Yeah, it's not anything special.
The differences between that and their normal jerseys are very minute. I don't see too
minuscule.
Much.
Minuscule.
I don't see why people are going nuts over them. I'd much prefer the new Oilers jerseys. Those are way cooler.
Oh, yeah. They're cooler than the Flames.
I like them. I like the dark blue, the all dark blue and the orange. I really like those way better than the Flames jerseys. They were in consideration for a start and call up, but I really like... I really like my choices. They didn't make the cut.
Quickly on the jersey topic, the Jacksonville Icemen released their new thirds, featuring their newest signee, former first-year Iceman, now current Iceman, if that makes any sense. Emerson Clark has returned to the team. He was on the first team.
You know, I'm saying, was he in the jersey unveiling?
He came out as the person to unveil it. Cool, okay. Yeah, so he came out with the new sweaters. Quick take here. What's your take on the sweaters? You like them or no?
Yeah, I thought they're cool. I like the gray. For whatever reason, I like gray jerseys that. Like, they're cool. I like the baseball style writing.
And
it's
cool.
And
you showed me, connecting it to the Jets.
Yeah, it pays homage to the Jets, their jerseys.
And that makes me like it a little bit more. Yeah. Now, I wasn't too crazy about it, but then once I saw the connection of the Jets thing, it made sense. So now I move on to my starts, my sits, and my call-ups. I'm going to go in order. I am going to be starting Austin Matthews with the C in Toronto. There were reports today of the media day from Toronto having Austin Matthews actually wearing the C, and they kind of blurted out during the videos to try and not show anybody. But a lot of people, obviously the Instagram monsters.
Why is that a secret?
Well, exactly. Why couldn't they just announce it yet? I don't get it. But the Instagram monsters are at it again. They caught it and they posted. I mean, it was everywhere on my Instagram feed today.
It's just a weird thing.
But
to
I'm starting Austin Matthews as a C because I think he's a great hockey player. I think it's good to give the young player the C over maybe a guy like JT, John Tavares.
Yeah.
Austin Matthews is homegrown. He can be the epitome of Toronto hockey.
Yeah, he's the future. He's the present and the future there.
Yeah, for sure.
I see JT is the present. I think Matthews is the present and the future.
Yes.
I think making him the C is the right decision and probably a pretty easy one for
him. No, I definitely agree. And I'm now moving on to my sit, and this is just, I was not a fan of this, and I don't know if you know by the notes by reading this.
I know what you're talking about.
My sit is it says Ovi No Pop. That is my sit.
I was highly disappointed.
Are you?
Go ahead.
I'm sitting the reaction from the children that.
What a bunch of dumb little kids.
Alexander Ovechkin debuted his new cereal called Ovios in the DC area, and he went to a local elementary school.
Yeah.
And he walked into a classroom with his Ovios.
It was really messed up.
And the thing is the kids in the video were just like. They're no like, selling out the Alexander the Great being in their class.
They didn't know who he was.
They didn't. They like
which makes it more messed up because he walks in all his nose is all jacked up, his face is all bruised up, and he's got this ridiculous smile on. And he's like, hey.
He's speaking terrible.
Ovios,
everyone, hey everyone, Ovios.
So it just made the whole situation really bad.
The teacher of the classroom is trying to say, hey, this is Alexander freaking Ovechkin. This is a very big deal.
Have some respect here.
And the kids are just like, Alexander,
when's recess?
Who's this Russian guy walking into my classroom? Yeah, this guy's scary.
All the kids just ruined the whole moment.
Looking at his gray hair, is this a new teacher or something? What's happening?
Yeah,
is this? So I'm sitting the no pop for Ovi and the Ovios at the elementary school.
I feel like you should be sitting Washington, D.C. school
maybe,
system.
Or maybe I should be sitting
the
Washington, D.C.
hockey program. Yeah.
For not understanding.
These kids should all know who that is.
Yeah, I mean, really, realistically thinking about this, and I don't mean to, obviously, we're going to go on to a side tangent real quick anyways.
Always.
The sports in Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, Bryce Harper's gone. The Wizards, they don't have anyone that's
And hockey's not like basketball or football where their players kind of transcend the sport. Anyone knows who Tom Brady is. My wife knows who Tom Brady is, and she hates football.
Exactly.
But
Ovechkin's like that kind of guy.
There's few players in the NHL who do that. There's very few.
Yeah.
It's like Crosby and Ovechkin.
Yeah.
You don't have to know anything about hockey to know the name.
You know those guys.
All right, Ovechkin's the hockey guy.
Exactly. And, and
how do these kids not know that?
And like I said, they're in. Out of all the teams in Washington, there's no real star of any team. Bryce Harper was the closest one, and he's gone. So it doesn't make any sense. I'm sitting the OV no pop in the elementary
school.
Especially
if you won
him a cup. Exactly.
Like, have some respect for this guy.
I am calling up the RFA deals we are now seeing. Their training camp is coming, and these
dominoes
teams
are falling.
These teams want their players at camp. Dominoes are falling, like you just said. And now we saw Ivan Provorov of the Flyers get paid. We saw Wennberg get paid of the Columbus Blue Jackets. And I was typing this today, and I was like, RFA deals. And I was like, you know what? I got the report that it's possible that Mitch Marner is going to get signed before we record this show, and I'm just going to put it in there. And I called my shot. And Mitch Marner got signed. There was a deal made right before we went on the air to record this show. Mitch Marner gets locked up by the Toronto Maple Leafs for a six-year deal worth around the area of $11 million per year. A six-year deal, which puts him about $700,000 less than Austin Matthews.
Wait, isn't Matthews getting 15 a year? Mm-hmm. I think he's getting 15 a year.
Something along the line. It's a little bit less than Matthews.
Yeah.
It's a little bit less than Matthews.
Well, he said
$7 million. No, I said $700,000.
Oh, okay. I thought he said $7 million.
Yeah,
I was like,
per year. Yeah. So a little less than $700,000 per year.
Okay.
So,
okay, go ahead.
But either way, the RFA deals are coming in, and this is huge. I'm calling it up because we're going to be seeing more deals. You're going to see guys like Charlie McAvoy get his deal.
Yeah,
you're going to see Rantanen get his deal.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. What do you got to say?
I read a report that says that McAvoy and Carlo are likely to sign this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The Wennberg signing was the domino to fall. That was the domino to fall, and now you see the Wennberg and Provorov from the Flyers. I said in an article from The Athletic, I said it a few episodes ago. You can check it out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Player FM, Stitcher, all that good stuff. You can check McAvoy's agent literally came out and said, hey, we're waiting for that first piece to fall before we can lock up our guy. So I'm calling up the deals. And I'm going to give a little bit of an honorable mention. I know you see it here. I know you see it. I'm giving an honorable mention to my men's league career.
Maybe a dishonorable mention.
Has been
resurrected.
Resurrected from the dead. It's been 2 years since I've played men's league. I am now back in the game playing with my boys on Sundays. If you want to come check me out, I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm not coming to this.
You wouldn't come to my game. I understand.
No.
So that's my honorable mention. My men's league career is back. That starts. That sits. That's call-ups. And it is now time for what? What do you got?
I have one thing before we get into the next segment.
Oh, boy.
I wanted to give a quick.
Oh, boy.
I think you'll appreciate this.
Oh.
I want to give a quick shout out to the Black and Gold podcast, Bruins podcast. It's an awesome. If you're a Bruins fan, check these guys out. They give awesome insider news, their thoughts and opinions on everything happening with the Bruins. They gave us a nice little shout out on their show, giving us a nice little shout out on their show. I just wanted to kind of
return the favor.
Keep it going. Those guys are great, especially if you have the Bruins. They're kind of like Brett's podcast of the Wild. That's what they do for the Bruins. Real great guys over there. Check them out.
Yeah, for sure, definitely, and we appreciate the shout out for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of love where we're talking about at the beginning of the show.
Absolutely.
I mean, everyone needs to support everybody here, and I mean, there's no reason not for us not to.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and they're on all major platforms as well.
Yeah.
It's Black and the letter N.
Letter N.
Gold.
Yes.
Podcast,
yes.
Yeah.
So yes, that is 100%. I actually do appreciate that. Thank you guys for spreading the word about our show. But Anthony, you talk about the Bruins.
Now
going into our main event, and it is time for our Atlantic Division preview. It is time. It's our main event. This is the moment we've been waiting for.
Do you have a drop for that?
You know what? Let's see if we can find a drop here. Let's see.
All right, I'm out of here. I hear that
that's not the drop.
I don't know.
That was the worst drop.
I don't have a drop. I don't have a brew. I don't have an Atlantic Division drop here. I don't have it.
What's that one?
Come with me.
Okay, that's cool.
okay. So it is now time for our Atlantic Division preview and our main event of the show. Yeah. Okay, I can't. It goes on for a while.
It went on for a while. I was like, just, this is really
it's
weird.
It's such a fun song, though. It's really such weird. A fun song. So we're talking buying and selling in the Atlantic Division preview. And it's actually, it's kind of funny. We are always a podcast for behind the curtain stuff. I was actually not planning on doing this segment first. I had no plans for this segment first. I wanted to do our rapid fire first because it's supposed to go by quick.
We'll end with a little rapid fire.
Yeah, we'll end with that rapid fire. We'll end with a rapid fire here. So we're getting divisional here.
So this episode is basically a wild card.
I don't have the drop.
You jackass. Yeah.
It worked. That worked. That was very good. So we're starting off with buying or selling in the Atlantic Division. We're going to start off down south here. Our second favorite hockey team, the Florida Panthers, made a lot of offseason moves, bringing in star netminder Sergei Bobrovsky. They made a lot of offseason moves to try and make them get into the playoffs. Anthony, are you buying or selling this? The Florida Panthers will make the playoffs this season.
I think they'll squeak in.
You think they squeak in?
I squeak in. I'm buying.
You're buying it. Okay.
I think Bob has a big year. I think he's very happy to be in Florida. I think he's comfortable. I think he'll be all right. I love Alexander Barkov. I think that their top guys, their top two centers, Barkov and Trocheck.
They're very good.
I really think that'll be good enough to get them in the playoffs, but then their lack of depth behind that. And they won't go very far. Yeah, I think it'll be enough to get them in.
Yeah, those two centers alone. Yeah. Those two centers, and then you throw Jonathan Huberdeau and Mike Hoffman is playing.
Achari too, who's got some Stanley Cup Finals experience.
And another name in there that Anthony has lineups here.
Yeah.
Owen Tippett. This is going to be his rookie season. He was a former first round draft pick, son of Dave Tippett, former Arizona Coyotes. Head coach.
Yep.
And I mean, you bring in a guy like Bobrovsky, that's going to be a backbone. I do have a little bugaboo that I need to get off my chest.
Yeah, go ahead.
Off my chest here. And this was in contention for a sit this week or a PIM. We didn't do PIMs this week, but this would have been a PIM. Sergei Bobrovsky is getting some type of knock because he has a new setup and it has not been shown.
No,
he didn't take it in pictures.
He's been wearing
anything.
He's wearing his CBJ stuff in their skates.
Through the skates. And it's one thing to do it in the skates, but he went through media day in those pads. And I was like, I don't like this. Yeah, everyone's debuting their setups.
I didn't know he
Let's
did
make
that.
It that's happen.
Really, I know there's been so many good setups.
Just pouring in. When we get through next show, we'll have a setup of the week segment for you, buddy.
Yeah, we'll get back to setups of the week after our
for sure,
our
for
divisional
sure.
breakdowns.
So we're both. I also buy that the Florida Panthers will somehow sneak into the playoffs. Now we move on to another team that missed that was just outside of the playoffs. A team that missed the playoffs by a mile and had a rough season, the Ottawa Senators. Buying or selling that the Ottawa Senators will be the worst team in the league in the standings at the end of the season for the second straight year.
No, I don't think they'll be the worst team for the second straight year.
Okay, that's a little interesting.
I think statistically speaking, that's highly unlikely. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but they have some guys who are in Ottawa who can help them at least win some games. It remains to be seen if they can ever get anything consistent going.
Yeah.
But I really like Brady Tkachuk. I think he can help that team, you know, win a few games this year. Craig Anderson, he's getting older, but he's still solid enough back there as long as he's healthy. I'm looking through their lineup now. They did pick up Artem Anisimov. They picked up some guys, some depth guys that, I mean, and they weren't... It's funny, they did finish last in the standings last year.
Well, that's why I made sure to put in the notes that they're going to be the worst team in the league in the standings, because I'm buying
this.
They were dead last in the league, and I'm buying this.
I'm selling it just because I'm looking at the team and like...
Let's just put it to you this way.
It doesn't look that bad.
There is only one team in the league that I think could dethrone them as the worst team in the league, and that's the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, they look real bad.
They're another team that could be really rough this season and they could dethrone them. But that's the only other team that I can look at and say, okay, that's going to be the worst team in the league this season. So I have to buy this. I have to buy this just because the fact that this is something we've talked about before. The parity between the top team and the bottom team, it isn't that insanely different.
No, because
Ottawa and
because
you're looking
of the because the parity in the league.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You look at the Ottawa Senators, the worst team in the league last season, And they're, I mean, they have a good, they have promising
I'm seeing some names that can make a difference. I mean, Pagiot, a couple years in the playoffs.
Lit the Rangers
was,
up.
Was a hero.
Exactly.
He was a hero in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Artem Anisimov, great depth guy. Bobby Ryan, another
Anthony
guy.
Anthony Duclair seemed to find his way too lately.
If he can, if he can. He's very inconsistent. I'm not including him in anything positive because he's so inconsistent.
And just think. They didn't have a first-round pick this year because of the trade with Colorado for Matt Duchene.
Yeah,
and imagine if they were able to squeak out a guy from the top five of this draft like they were supposed to.
Then we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like I said, the league is so different. I mean, you can't. The Anaheim Ducks are the only team that could dethrone them, and we're going to talk about them.
I think they'll be fine for not making. For not being last place in the league.
That's fair. I think it's definitely fair. So you're saying Anaheim's going to be the worst team in the league?
Anaheim,
little spoiler for next week's show?
Detroit looks terrible.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, there's some teams.
So we'll go into that.
That look real bad.
We'll go into that next. Yeah. Then the Detroit Red Wings. Yeah. The Detroit Red I put in this because I'm on the opposite end of this.
Yeah.
The buying or selling, the Detroit Red Wings will be in the playoff hunt come March of next year. And that's 1 month away
I'm
from the
selling,
season end.
Selling
You're selling that?
That? Selling that
okay,
yeah.
In the hunt. I don't mean like they're leading the race or anything like that. Like they're a bubble team.
No, I think
like
I think
what the Florida
March,
Panthers were. This
I think
year.
They'll by March they'll be in a similar situation that they were in this past year. They added Philip Zadina. That's great, but he's just a rookie.
Yeah,
never seen him play in the NHL. I don't know.
I think he had some experience last season in the show.
I don't know. I don't know what to expect out of him.
The goaltending is my biggest concern with them. With Jimmy Howard and Jonathan Bernier backing it up. It's
Jimmy
just,
Howard can be amazing.
Both goalies can be
Jimmy
amazing.
Jimmy Howard gets hurt a lot is my main concern.
Yeah.
When he's healthy and playing, I think he's at the top half of goaltenders in the league. Jonathan Bernier, I would not say is amazing. He's never been a great goalie. He's had great games. He's never been a great goalie. Consistently, he's never been able to take over anyone's starting position. And he's kind of had the opportunity to do that. He's never been able to. But I don't see this team.
And let's not forget
being seriously considered for any kind of playoff spot. I will say this, that Andreas Athanasiou, I think he's not talked about enough as far as he goes. I think he's super underrated, and he's got to be one of the fastest guys. Every time I watch him play,
he's really good.
I don't think, like, no one ever talks about how fast this guy is. Every time I see him play, he's blowing by defenders, like Connor McDavid type speed. Now, he doesn't have Connor McDavid type handles and awareness.
He has game-changing type of speed, though.
But he does. He's got that speed where it's like, damn, like he just blows right by defenders. It's
huge. And I see that kind of talent up and down the lineup. I mean, you got Dylan Larkin, Tyler Bertuzzi's a good player. Anthony Mantha's coming into his own.
Yeah.
I think I'm buying this. I'm buying that Detroit will be in the playoff hunt come March.
That's fair.
And don't forget their biggest acquisition through
acquisition.
Through the
words
not very good with their biggest move this offseason was bringing in Stevie Y, and it's an off ice move, but this guy knows how to build a team. He knows how to make a team, and obviously it might not be this year, but I personally think by the end of the season or come March, Detroit will be in the playoff hunt.
I'm not going to argue with you that their future does look very bright. I'll give you that. Their future looks real bright, especially with him at the helm.
Yeah, for sure. So now we move on. Get it, Helm. You said Helm. Darren Helm's on the Red Wings. That's funny. So now we move on here to the Buffalo Sabres, who added a new coach, Paul Kruger, who coached Team Europe in the World Championships not too long ago. Or World Cup? Is it World Cup? I don't remember. My buying and sell, though, is not about the team itself. It's about a certain player who was considered on the bubble of the rankings this past 2 weeks ago. Rasmus Dahlin will finish the season as a top 20 defenseman in the National Hockey League at the end of next season.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Buying it.
Buy
on that one.
Sorry.
No. This kid is awesome.
You're rattled.
This kid is awesome in his own end. He's physical. He can move the puck. top 20 defenseman, maybe top 15, top 10.
Nice. He's awesome. Wow.
I think the Sabres are going to make the playoffs this year. So
I can't do that to myself again. I can't do that to myself again.
Look at the division. Look at what we just talked about in their division. But, teams that we think are going to miss.
But Anthony,
the odds of them making it are pretty good.
Anthony, you are looking at this. You're looking at this through the Atlantic Division, though. You're not looking at what's in the Metro, and all the teams in the Metro that got better. I mean, the Rangers missed the playoffs last year.
But they got better. They're not in competition.
New Jersey got better.
I think they could get in their division in the playoffs. I think they could be top three in their division.
I mean, I can personally see that because I do think Boston falls off. We'll get into this now. We'll jump right in.
Okay.
The Boston Bruins will get more help this year from their depth. And now I talked about buy or sell. The Boston Bruins will get more help this year from their depth.
I'm going to sell that.
Okay.
I'm going to sell it. David Backes looks like he's on the decline.
See, now, that's the thing. That's the reason why I can...
I think... Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's the reason why I can think that Buffalo has the opportunity to take that third spot. Team.
I love Jack Eichel.
But
the only thing that they're lacking is goaltending.
Exactly. But because Boston is that team that could fall out from that top three of Tampa, Toronto, and Boston. That's the team I can see fall out of that, which I can agree with, that maybe Buffalo comes in and steals that. Yeah.
Now, Boston still has one of the best top lines.
Oh, yeah.
Marchand, Bergeron,
it's
Pastrnak.
Just not fair. I mean, it's just...
That is a line, right?
And you think, okay, so Charlie Coyle was a late.
I don't think Charlie Coyle repeats his playoff success.
Okay. You don't think that carries on over?
No, I think he'll be fine. I just don't think he's going to be. He was awesome in the playoffs.
Yeah,
he came through with some clutch goals for that team in the playoffs, helped them get as far as they did. I don't think he's going to be that great in the regular season.
Of the regular
We've seen
season.
Guys who are just good playoff guys.
Yeah.
I think what.
JG Pageau for one.
Pageau for Ottawa. I'm thinking of when the Blackhawks were winning cups, they had
everyone.
they had
Corey
Crawford. What's his name? Brian Bickle.
He'd
always come up big in the playoffs, but during the regular season, he wasn't.
Justin Williams?
He wasn't that great.
I guess you could say Justin Williams.
Justin Williams, more of a playoff guy. I think I see Charlie Coyle as more of if they do make it, he's a guy they might be able to rely on. Their defense, looking at the defense, they look pretty good
They have
on the back end, especially their top two pairings.
They have a good team, and I'm also selling that the Boston Bruins will get more help this year from their depth. I'm selling that. I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. I think
they'll make playoffs, but I don't think their depth is going to. I think their top line is going to carry them to playoffs, which their top line pretty much carried them through last season. And then in the playoffs, they were able to get the depth, which is where I said Charlie Coyle comes in.
Yes.
in the playoffs.
Yes, and that's a fair statement. So I'm selling that. You are also selling that. Now we move on to the Montreal Canadiens. And I know in the notes it says one thing, but I'm branching off here. Buying or selling Max Domi has a better season than he did last season. Anthony
Max
is the resident
Domi
Max
truther.
Domi fan here. He has a Max Domi shirt because last season Anthony said that Max Domi would get 20 tucks or 20 goals, if you want to call it that.
I think he had 29 tucks.
He had more than 20 tucks last season.
Yeah.
And Anthony won that bet, of course. Anthony also did bet that the Montreal Canadiens were going to win the Stanley Cup last season. So Anthony is the resident Montreal fanboy, I guess.
Yeah.
Goes to Quebec one time and he thinks he's a Montreal Canadian fanboy. I don't get it. So Max Domi, better season than he did last season.
Max Domi.
Buy or sell?
I'm going to sell it. Okay. He had career highs last year. I think he'll have a good season, but I think he's going to naturally, points-wise, he'll come down a little bit. I think he's still going to be very important to the team.
Yes.
I think he's doing great.
Of course.
I'm not selling Max Domi. I'm just selling he's going to have another career year in point totals. The odds are way against him there, so I'm selling that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And now the real buying or sell.
Yeah, I want to answer this one.
Is Carey Price will win his second Vezina of his career. Now, a lot of people think Carey Price is the best, I guess, best pound for pound goaltender in the league. Best, when you look at the intangibles of a goaltender, the moves, being able to actually stop the puck. Not with the team around you. If you put Sidney Crosby against Carey Price, you might get a huge save from Carey Price because Carey Price is the best goaltender in the league. Most would say. Do you buy or sell Carey Price will win the second Vezina of his career?
I'm selling that on the premise that Carey Price has bones made of glass and paper. He's going to get hurt. Okay, if he's healthy, I agree that when he's healthy, I'm going to go and say it. I'm not even going to say maybe. In my opinion, 100%, when he's healthy, he is the best goaltender in the NHL.
So if he's healthy, if he plays a full season.
But he won't. I have many, many reservations. And this is not just me pulling something out of the air. This is due to his extensive injury history. He's missed pretty much every season. He's missed multiple, like over 20 games in the past 5 years because he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Ever since our fearless leader, Chris Kreider, just destroyed him in the net. He's never come back and played a full season. Yeah. He's never been able to be consistent enough for the team to be successful, because when he's on the ice, the team wins.
So if he plays a full season.
But he's not on the ice.
If he plays a full season, Vezina?
I'm not going to answer that because he won't.
Okay.
That's fair. When he's healthy, he's the best goalie. He will not be healthy. He will get hurt throughout the season. Even if he continues to play.
That's fair. Even if he continues to play through an
injury, he's still hurt. And he won't win the Vezina because he's just hurt the time.
He's just a banged up
goaltender. He's always got a lower body injury. He's battled concussions. He's got so many things. He's the Jordan Reed of the NHL.
Rule 86, buddy.
Rule 86. Rule 31. When he's on the ice,
Rule 31, because you know who's going to be 31 this year?
Who?
Igor Shesterkin.
Well, that's even better. Rule 31. When number 31's on the ice, one, if you have him on your fantasy hockey team,
don't start him.
You start him.
Oh, you do start him.
Carey Price.
Well, I get. But you're
saying
if he's on the ice,
start him.
Okay, moving on here.
Rule 31.
Moving on here. We got two teams left here. We're gonna go into the Toronto Maple Leafs. They just re-signed, locked and loaded. Mitch Marner will have a career year after landing his new deal. That's what I wrote before the deal even happened. And it happened. Just calling it out. So Mitch Marner will have a career year after landing his new contract. And I will give you the stats for Mitch Marner here. Just what do you think for Mitch Marner having a career year? Do you think that's a possibility? Not looking at his stats. I'll give you his stats here real quick. But
without even looking at his stats, because I didn't do any research on this.
You're fine.
I love Mitch Marner. I think I'm buying this 100%.
I am also.
I'm 100% buying this just based on, I think he's I think he's such a good player. I think he's amazing. And he's also playing with great players. So when you have a guy like that who's surrounded by talent, good things are going to happen. I really think he's going to reach new highs in points, probably goals as well. But I know at least a new high in points.
So I've got on the screen here the Mitch Marner stats here, and it says, I mean, you look at his stats. Last season was his career year. A lot of people say that it's mainly because of John Tavares. John Tavares had a big part in that. I think you have 94 points, 26 goals, 68 apples. I think the goals number is what we see spike. I think that is where we'll see a career year in goals. You know what? I'm buying it over
100 points this year.
I'm buying it over 100 points for Mitch Marner this year. I think he's going to have a little bit more of a balance here. He's got more apples. He's normally a more apples type of guy. I think it's going to be a balanced year, and Mitch Marner has a career year. That's I'm buying, and you're buying as well.
Absolutely.
We will finish this up here with the Tampa Bay Lightning buying and selling the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Tampa Bay Lightning will fire John Cooper at the end of the season. Buying or sell?
I'm going to sell that idea. The team is so talented that they can win with him still being a bad coach.
Yes.
And after going out in the first round last year, I think that they, as a team, learned a lesson to not take anyone lightly, to pace themselves better during the season. I think Vazzy definitely learned. Hopefully the coaching staff learned that with Vazzy. I'm looking for Vazzy to play a lot less during the season this year. Definitely split more games, and I think that they're going to go a lot further in the playoffs than they did last year. I don't think he's a good coach. I think they're going to go further based on the talent of the team, not because he's a good coach, but it'll make him look good. It'll make him look like, oh,
it's the Mets syndrome.
This mastermind, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
That's fair.
But they added Pat Maroon, which
he's huge addition.
He's big and slow. He's not going to wow anyone with his skill set. Come playoff time, he's going to be huge for them.
See,
he's going to score that overtime goal like he did last year. He's going to give be that physical presence. They're not going to get pushed around. Pat Maroon's on the team.
He'll
be a huge help for them.
I thought that was the most underrated signing of the offseason. It slipped under the cracks because it came in late. Yeah. I think
and he signed for like $700,000.
Exactly. And this is what I'm giving them the new GM for the Tampa Bay Lightning here for that move. Well deserved, because that move was a very smart move.
It was a great move, and it just shows that they were paying attention to what went wrong against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Is they were just outmatched with heart.
Yes.
The Blue Jackets, for what they lacked in talent, they made up for it in heart and beat them in four games.
Four games.
They've been embarrassed and thinking about that all summer.
That is the thing. That is really what you just said right there is a huge point. They beat them in four games. You put a guy like Patrick Maroon in that locker room.
No
he's
way.
He's getting control of that locker room. No he is making sure way. That veteran leadership right there now has a cup to boot. To help him out.
He's got a pretty ring.
A pretty Stanley Cup ring. He is going to be able to tie that locker room back together if something like that happens. So I am also selling the Tampa Bay Lightning will fire John Cooper at the end of the season. That was our Atlantic Division buying or sell. Okay, that's it.
All right.
Now, Anthony, real quick, rapid fire. Rapid. Why are you?
I went past. He's like scrolling
up. He's like scrolling up. Real quick, rapid fire real here, kick? Buddy. Real quick.
Real kick.
Atlantic Division. Would you rather Red Wings sweaters versus Toronto Maple Leaf sweaters? Go.
Leafs.
Max Domi versus Brad Marchand. Better season.
Domi.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
That's my boy. It's my boy. I'm going
Domi.
Okay,
fair. It's fair.
Domi or McDavid, Domi.
Sergei Bobrovsky versus Vasilevsky. Better season.
Vazzy.
Jack Eichel versus Brady Tkachuk. Better career. Brady Tkachuk or Jack Eichel?
Tkachuk.
Really? Yeah. I would go Eichel.
Yeah. I think Eichel's already been in the league, 4 years?
I would go Eichel, Vazzy, Marshy, and I'll go with the Red Wings sweaters just to be different.
Just I know that was rapid, but real quick. The Tkachuk versus Eichel. Eichel's already been in the league for, 4 years?
That's fair.
So this is Tkachuk's, sophomore season. He's got a lot more time to prove himself, where Eichel's had a lot of time, and I think he's a great player, but underwhelming NHL career to this point?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right, that's it. That's what we're getting the red light to shut the video off. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. On that note, folks, have a good night or day whenever you're listening or watching.
Ooh, see ya.